Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Tell me something, ladies. Have you remembered to place Kroger quality beef at the very top of today's shopping list? Well, don't forget it, because Kroger quality beef is a perfect main dish for vigorous appetites these winter days. Yes, you'll definitely want to treat your family to a delicious Kroger quality beefsteak or roast. And what a grand treat it'll be. Kroger quality beef is tasty and tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. And you get all that wonderful goodness because Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best available on the market today. Another thing, Kroger quality beef is priced for downright economy. It's a thrifty buy, a tasty buy, and you'll want to take advantage of it just as soon as you can. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, it's an exclusive Kroger feature. The only place you can buy Kroger quality beef is at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger quality beef is the very best beef available on the market today. Be sure to get some soon as you can. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The importance of Penny's job with Mrs. Carrie Carlton has become evident in recent days as Penny has revealed something of the nature of her work. But still, the mystery of exactly what she's doing remains. It's 8 o'clock at night, and in the Gibbs home, Freddie Lang says...
Hey, Gibbsy, hold it up a second, will you?
Oh, Freddie, I'm in an awful hurry.
Yeah, I know about that. That's why I asked you to pull up. Where are you heading for in such a hurry?
Oh, just out, Freddie.
Oh, just out?
Now, look, since when do I have to account to you for anything?
Well, since you've been tripping in and out of here on those jobs for old Lady Carlton.
Now, I still don't see where you have a right to ask me where I'm going or what I'm doing.
I got a right to know whether or not a friend of mine is okay, don't I?
Freddie, you know I'm all right. There's not even any need to ask.
Yeah, you're all right, all right. About as all right as a guy just about to walk off a cliff. You're all right while you're walking and falling, but you're in awful tough shape when you hit the bottom.
That's a nice thought.
Yeah, it is. I wish it was just a thought, though, Gibbsy. A thought of yours.
Why, Freddie?
Because you're heading for trouble and you know it. And I know you know it. You're worried, Gibbsy. Didn't sleep much last night either.
Yes, I did.
Yeah? Maybe for a little while you did. But you see, I got up at 2 o'clock this morning to go to work and you were already up. And pacing the floor, too. Now, don't deny it, Gibbsy. I heard you.
No, Freddie, I won't deny it.
And don't say you were up just because you weren't tired. It's because you're worried. You're worried about something you have to do for Mrs. C tonight.
All right, Freddie, all right. What if I am? Even if I am, I still have to go ahead with it.
But why?
Because I have to, that's all, Freddie.
That's no answer and no reason either. You used to jump all over me when I gave answers like that.
Freddie, we've gone all over this a dozen times, maybe more. I'm not giving up my job with Mrs. Carlton. I'm not going to ask anyone to help me because I can't. Freddie, I can't give it up, and I can't ask for help. And anybody who tries to help me will only make things more difficult for me. Now, can we please drop the whole matter?
Okay, Gibbsy. But I don't like it. I
what
don't like
you
any
don't
part
like
of it.
Is not knowing what I'm doing. That's really what has you upset.
Huh. Get you. Look, Gibbsy, we all work ourselves into a lather just because we don't like to see you worried about something. And then you tell us that we're just being nosy.
Freddie, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I know it sounded that way.
Because you meant it that way.
No, no, look, what I mean was... Well, if you knew what I was doing and why I'm doing it, you wouldn't be upset because you realize that I'm doing an extremely worthwhile thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you wouldn't be worrying about me either, in spite of the fact that the job involves a certain amount of risk.
Oh, so you finally admit it, do you? Well, now
Freddie
you listen
Lang,
to
you
me.
Listen to me. I've told this to Johnny Keith and to Professor Rogers, and they've understood. Now, maybe if I tell you, you'll understand.
I know all I want to know already, Gibbsy. This job of yours may get you in a jam.
I didn't say that. I said there was a certain amount of risk.
Well?
But the risk is worth taking because if the job is successful, it'll mean a great deal to a great many people.
Is it going to mean something to you?
Yes, Freddie, it's going to mean something to me. Look, it'll be the most worthwhile thing I've ever done. So now do you see why I have to go through with it?
Well, a little bit.
Oh, Freddie, you'll see the whole thing very clearly when it's over.
Maybe, but I think I'll go nuts until it is over. Well, okay, Gibbsy. You're over 21, you know.
Oh, considerably.
Not so much. But enough so you ought to know your own mind. No, I won't argue with you about your job for Mrs. C., but I ain't going to be happy about it till it's over.
Well, then we'll all be happy about it, Freddy. I hope.
Yeah.
Well, I have to run now. I'll see you later.
No, you won't, Gibbsy. I'm a workman now, you know, with early hours. In a little while, I'm going to be going to bed.
Good evening, Mr. Blake.
Good evening, Miss Gibbs. Come in.
Thank you.
You're always on time, aren't you?
You wouldn't be here if I were late, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, that's why I'm on time when I want to see you. And must you lock that door every time?
I don't like unlocked doors, remember?
Why don't you, Mr. Blake?
They're dangerous.
I've never noticed that.
You've never been in danger.
Of course, that depends on what you mean by danger.
I don't intend to explain. It would tell you much too much about me. And you really don't want to know anything about me, do you?
No. No, all I want to know is what you know about something else.
I know more than I did the other night.
You've made another trip?
Yes.
How was it?
No more pleasant, no more unpleasant than the others, but I feel that I accomplished more.
How much more?
Enough.
Enough to what?
Enough to tell you what you want to know.
But will you tell me?
If we can come to terms.
I think we can.
I agree with you. Sit down, will you?
Yes, thank you, I will. Thank you.
I think you'll find the large chair over there more comfortable, Miss
Gibbs.
This
will do, thank you.
Very well. As for myself, I prefer to do business in comfort. Do you mind if I relax?
Not at all. It'll be kind of strange to see you relax, Mr. Blake. You're always so nervous.
When I'm about to relinquish a job and escape a danger, I'm no longer nervous. You made it quite clear to me the other night that if and when I got you the information you wanted, you would pay me off and let me go. You still wish to sever our relations?
I think it's the best for both of us, Mr. Blake. If you have the information.
I have it.
Then since you've already done what you were originally hired for, I'll pay you your money and you can give me the information.
Oh, you will pay the money first?
I think I can trust you.
You're taking a chance, you know. After I'm in possession of the money, I can suddenly develop a strange loss of memory.
I know that.
And you'll still pay me the money before I give you the information?
Well, you wouldn't give me the information until you had the money, would you?
Of course not. I'm no fool.
Well, neither am I. That's why I intend to give you the money first.
Very well, then. Give it to me.
Here it is, in this envelope.
All of it?
All of it. You can count it if you like.
Oh, I'm going to count it all right. It's a healthy bundle of bills. Where did you get so much money, Miss Gibbs?
Didn't we agree in the beginning that you wouldn't ask that question?
Yes, we did. But you can't blame a man for wanting to satisfy his curiosity. Yes, it's all here, every dollar of it.
Didn't you expect it all to be there?
I only hoped it would all be here. You look like an intelligent person, Miss Gibbs. If all the money had not been here, I'd have been sorely disappointed in my judgment of people.
Now, about that information, Mr. Blake. You have the money, so will you tell me?
What would you say if I didn't tell you?
Well, there wouldn't be much I could say.
Well, what would you do if I didn't tell you?
There's nothing I could do.
I'm glad you realize that. Well, I think I'll just put this money in my pocket and be on my way. A rich man.
Mr. Blake. You're going to give me that information.
I don't have to, you know.
But you do. We made an agreement.
Oh, agreements can be broken.
Not by decent people.
I am not decent people.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Miss Gibbs. But I know myself better than you do. A decent person couldn't have got the information you wanted. I got it.
Well, do I get it?
Well, I...
Come on now, what are you laughing about?
Nothing. I think I've teased you long enough. You're a nice girl, Miss Gibbs. I like you. And I'm glad I was able to be of service to you even in this unpleasant capacity.
I knew you were going to tell me.
Did you? There was a look of definite doubt on that face of yours.
Oh, maybe I just have a doubting face.
But a pretty one. The man you want to see is in New York City, Miss Gibbs.
Just as you thought.
Hmm? Mm-hmm. His name is King. Arnold King. He's a very big man in his particular strata of society.
Now, I imagined he would be. Was he difficult to find?
The big men are always hard to find, Miss Gibbs. You have to see so many little men first.
I don't have to see the little men first, do I?
No, I've taken care of that for you. You'll be able to go almost directly to King. Here's his address on this piece of paper. Memorize it and then burn the paper. You won't want the address to be found on you in the event someone follows and catches you before you arrive at your destination.
Who will follow me?
Well, your friends will obviously show concern over your departure on a mysterious errand. They may be concerned enough to follow you or have you followed. Don't let that happen, Miss Gibbs.
I don't intend to.
Make every effort to avoid being followed. Arnold King is loath to do business with someone who seeks him out and leaves a trail.
Hey, Freddie. Freddie Lang.
Oh, hi, Mr. Keith. Where you going?
Nowhere.
Hey, this is a new car you got?
No. It's a friend of mine's. He loaned it to me while mine's in the shop. How's business, kid?
Well, it's coming along pretty good, but we're still doing things in a small way.
Well, I should think so. You can't do everything in a day. Look, by the way, have you seen Professor Rogers the last couple of days?
Gee, I ain't.
Well, then I have good news for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. The professor's going to get some of his old buddies in the Federal Bureau to investigate Carrie Carlton.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's really great, ain't it, huh?
Yeah.
Leave it to the prompt to start the things rolling, huh? But look, if you ask me, what he really ought to do is put a couple of his old pals to keeping an eye on Gibbsy.
Well, I think he is going to do that, Freddie. Has she been going on those strange errands again?
Yeah, she went on one a couple hours ago.
See.
I was going up to bed, but I got to worrying about her, you know, so I thought I'd take a little walk.
Yeah. You didn't try to follow her, though?
Well, no, I didn't, because I tried that once before and she ducked me.
Uh-huh.
You know, what we really need is a detective to follow her, Mr. Keith, because you can't lose those guys. I know I've tried it.
Well, the professor says the first thing to do is see what can be found out about Carrie Carlton.
Uh-huh.
And if that fails, he's going to have a couple of men watch Penny.
Well, you know, in a way, it seems like a pretty dirty trick. Sicking the cops on Gibbsy.
Well, it's being done for her own protection, Freddie. You see, the professor has an idea Penny may be dealing with, well, maybe some underworld characters.
Oh.
And, well, who knows, maybe the Federal Bureau would like to have Penny lead the police to them. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
So Penny is going to be followed, is she? Why is Penny going to see this Arnold King, and what will happen if she doesn't heed Mr. Blake's warning about not being followed? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Say, Mother, don't wrinkle your forehead like that. Why, it's easy to choose a main dinner dish for tonight everyone will enjoy. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your evening meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can forget your what-to-have-for-dinner blues and serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. Now your local announcer.